Proclamation number 8087 of 25th of January, 1962. Verifying the truth. Spiritual knowledge can never be proven. Nevertheless, you can become firmly convinced that what is presented to you is truth if you receive it spiritually, if it was gained through the working of my spirit in the human being. For then you will know that it did not originate from people, but that the human being was taught by my spirit from within. The fact that it does not appear conclusive to people will nevertheless not let you doubt it, for they will also not be able to provide you with any counter-evidence which invalidates the knowledge gained through the spirit. Thus it is only decisive whether spiritual knowledge has been acquired through working of the spirit. And such an examination is due to everyone who strives to live in truth. Therefore I choose light bearers for myself. To people who are to receive spiritual knowledge from me directly. Only ever people who lack all knowledge about it, who are not burdened by knowledge which they would first have to repel in order to be completely free to receive the truth from me. And this examination will certainly be possible as to whether the recipient was able to demonstrate prior knowledge, whether he drew his wisdom from books or whether he was influenced by conversations with fellow human beings. But where all this is eliminated, where no spiritual knowledge whatsoever was previously recorded, there one can speak of a completely empty vessel which I myself therefore now chose in order to fill it with the spiritual current of my love. In order to convey truthful knowledge to it, which is announced to it by the Spirit from me, who can never be mistaken. Such knowledge will be recognized as truth and thus also find convinced faith. For such knowledge is strength of love from me which will also not fail to have an effect. But most people don't take the trouble of a serious examination. They reject it without thinking about the way unusual knowledge has reached Earth and whether it is within the realm of earthly human ability to be able to acquire extensive knowledge without any study. They do not think about it, and yet they would have the most convincing proof that forces are at work which they themselves cannot explain without faith. For if they recognize supernatural powers, then it would also be easy to fathom in which realms these powers are to be sought, for the content of knowledge would instruct them about it, which they could not refute. Yet since the human being's will is free, his thinking cannot be influenced by force either. Yet the willing person will look for an explanation and also find the right one. For he allows himself to be captivated by spiritual knowledge if he seriously examines it. Because it originates from me, it will also work as strength where open hearts are found. And these again will be able to believe even without proof because they feel a truth in their hearts. For this reason, however, spiritual knowledge cannot be transmitted in a school-like manner. For it will remain dead knowledge without persuasive power as long as my spirit cannot work in the person himself. So that he will be instructed by me myself through the spirit again. The intellect will never be able to fathom spiritual knowledge, yet the intellect will always be able to deal with knowledge which has reached the human being by spiritual means. And as soon as a heartfelt bond with me exists, the human being's thinking will also be guided correctly and he will recognize and accept the truth without any evidence. For the intimate bond with me also guarantees my working in him, and he will become wise through my spirit. Amen.